I'm with Stuart Lawler here from the National Council of the Blind. Stuart works as a rehabilitation centre manager. So Stuart, can you tell me a bit about the community of practice and maybe how you become to hear about it, and also, you know, what can you benefit from it or how can you contribute to it?
Certainly, Sean. It's a pleasure to be on the Enable Ireland podcast, by the way, so thank you for the opportunity to ask us. You know, I suppose community of practice in my mind was this kind of community, I suppose, building a community, a group of like-minded people in an area of practice. So I suppose that was the foundation for us getting involved. Last year, myself and my colleague who was working with NCBI at the time, Mark McGuinness, we met with Pierce Richardson from the DFI, and Pierce, I suppose, was saying, look, this is what we'd like to do. You're doing work in assistive technology. Enable Ireland are doing work, assistive technology. There's lots of organizations out there. Okay. And I suppose this is something that we in NCBI were absolutely delighted to get involved in, because we've been probably saying for a while, wouldn't it be great if we could have this space? And I suppose that's because the people who are presenting to us, to our service now, are in larger numbers, have additional disabilities, and that presents challenges. And I think it presents very specifically, I think, when it's vision related, because sometimes somebody is directed towards NCBI, but their vision loss, their sight loss, may not be their primary disability, and it may not be the disability that requires most attention, but it's the most visible of the disabilities that they may have. So from that perspective, I suppose sometimes NCBI, we're wondering in NCBI, where do we fit in? Where's this link? And we, for example, would be dealing with people who maybe also require voice input software. They may require switch controls. They may require other adaptations that we are not best placed to support in. And I suppose over the years we've been involved in, you know, cross organization, I suppose, meetings, assessments with service users who may be working with more than one service provider. But community of practice for us adds another dimension, I suppose, because we now have a space where we're hearing not only what other service providers are doing, and that's extremely important, but what researchers are doing, what's happening in kind of research area, what's happening in education, what companies might be looking for, where gaps are, and where assistive and mainstream technologies can meet, and where we as a service provider, NCBI as a service provider, can kind of fit into all that. Because there's lots of things. Yes, I suppose we're all realizing now that technology is the greatest enabler for people with disabilities. It's the thing that so many people are talking about. So we're all seeing this now. And suddenly we have this assistive technology community of practice where all this great work that's being done all over can kind of merge and people can talk about it.
The whole multidisciplinary approach seems a very good idea. Do you think, is it the way forward, service provision are going to be, you know, working much more with other organisations?
I think it has to be. You know, I think as we move forward, there is more, there is certainly more communication. There's people picking up the phone, dropping an email, whatever. I might email you and say, Sean, there's a particular query. There's much more of that, and I think people are much more willing and open to sharing information. And crucially, what we all, as I suppose I say we all as service providers, need to remember is that this is for the benefit of the people with whom we have a remit to work and to support and to enhance their lives through assistive technology, and to make sure that people have whatever level of independence they want, and to make sure that the very best possible technological solutions are there to enable them to do that. And if that is caused, or if that can happen with a mix of a whole load of people working together, then that's even better.
Okay, Stuart, thanks very much.
Thank you,
Sean. That's a great introduction to the Community of Practice group. You know, well worthwhile a group to be part of.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for the opportunity again.
Thank you.